Our next speaker is Sylvain Dupuy. Sylvain is here from Quebec. He's representing the Rassemblement pour une alternative politique, the group for an alternative politic. It was formed 3 years ago at a conference much like this. Sylvain is a member of the National Executive Board, and he is the youth representative on the board. He's also a student at the Université de Québec à Montréal. He's going to speak in French, and he's going to be translated by Mike Palomarek, who is a student at York.
Le vide à gauche, avec le mode de scrutin actuel, a tendance à décourager les citoyens et les citoyennes.
The gap on the left has contributed with the actual system of voting, of balloting, has discouraged citizens from politics, while traditional neoliberal parties, such as the Parti Québécois, the Liberal Party of Quebec, and the Action démocratique du Québec, have occupied the terrain of a sorry spectacle of the dismantlement of social programs and public services and the increase of a democratic deficit. For more than 3 years now, RAP has been engaged in a project of organization for a political alternative. Thus, in November 1997, more than 600 people met in order to denounce neoliberal politics and the absence of a real political choice on the eve of the 1998 Quebec provincial elections. Thus, hundreds of people from different perspectives on the left, organized and got together. Between the 1998 and 1999 Congress, debates conducted within RAP arrived at the position that it was necessary to transform RAP from a movement to a political party or into a political party in November 2000. We were in favor of the construction of a party of a wide democratic base, widely based democratic party that would incorporate or rally the greatest amount of people possible. This thus required the support of militants from all social forces and progressive politics, whether this be from the popular labor movement, from the ecological or communitarian or community movements, from youth and women's movements, whether or not we already belong to a political party of the left. All of these militants are welcome within RAP.
Depuis 3 ans déjà, le RAP a fait l'expérience en son sein de l'unité de la gauche.
For 3 years now, RAP has had the experience of a broad left political unity. Here's a short history. Whether through the appeal to its act of birth, founding act, by its composition, our members already belong to different political groups or social movements, by its structure, by its functioning, RAP has sought to live and develop an alternative by drawing upon the diversity and creativity of social forces and progressive political forces in Quebec in these difficult times of a dictatorship of the market, in order that hope may be reborn. So what must we face? We must face dominant and savage capitalism, a capitalism that now dominates the planet, efficient for producing but nowhere interested in, indeed quite the contrary, in distributing or sharing production and jobs, a situation that persists and intensifies itself, a system that increases social inequalities, a society that refuses or denies work to its youth and does not take adequate care of its senior adults cannot be considered civilized. The actual or current economic model is incapable of protecting the environment, which is the basis of all life, incapable equally of sharing appropriately work and production. Liberal economy does not concern itself or does not worry about the environment, does not worry about future generations, nor about growing inequalities between nations or between persons and regions, doesn't worry about peace, because all of these things condition its vitality. We are witnessing a unification of the world under the reign of multinational finance capital, directed and administrated by neoliberal oligarchies acting with the help of repressive structures. In the neoliberal phase that we know, the current one, the state, which is theoretically independent, possesses all of the signs of sovereignty on the international scene, but in reality, its economy, and by consequence its politics are manipulated from outside by the mandarins of multinational firms and finance capital. Neoliberalism, this liberalism revised and corrected, this political ideology justifying the current economic order rests on division and balkanization from a strategic and tactical point of view. Capital finds through this the means of assuring its domination on weaker countries because they are divided. Neoliberalism mortgages and even regresses social and economic progress. It dilapidates social and economic heritage and national ecology. It is necessary to recuperate this heritage in order to respond to current and immediate needs of the population, the base of our society. To produce with the priority of the needs of the population in mind, here and elsewhere in the world, and to share equitably the labors or the fruits of this production, this is our task. The riches of our world are the fruit of hundreds of years of progress and of labor of the peoples of the world, and it is simply a tiny minority that benefits from these today. In order to realize equity and justice, in order to realize the very survival of the planet, it's necessary to have a reconciliation between production and between distribution with respect to the environment as well. And now Sylvain has mentioned get into just an introduction to the principal positions of the RAP Manifesto. RAP is not content with simply denouncing neoliberal politics. It's also taken on the task of elaborating concrete means in order to struggle against it, against these politics. RAP thus proposes as well certain reforms, notably in favor of fiscal, salarial, and electoral equity. Neoliberalism saps the foundations of democracy. It is thus necessary to reinforce the democratic armature of our societies here and elsewhere, to use the ensemble of existing democratic tools and to create others. All of this is articulated within a perspective of economic, political, and social transformations. Here is a summary of the principal elements of our platform that will actually be adopted during our foundational Congress in November of 2000.
Une démocratie participative favorisant des référendums sur des questions
d'importance. These, again, are the principles of RAP as elaborated in the manifesto. A participatory democracy, favoring referendums on important questions, a reform on the system of balloting through proportional representation, and a real decentralization of powers in favor of regions through responsible elected structures. A guaranteed minimum income, a struggle against poverty and social exclusion through the creation of jobs, justly remunerated, through a reduction of labor time, meaning labor during the day, without loss of wages, through the sharing of jobs, through the development of cooperative economy based on the collective interest. A sharing of wealth through economic reform and through equitable taxes applied to corporations, to financial speculation, and to excessive profits. A reform of the labor code, leading towards access to unionization, or emphasizing access to unionization, and protecting the rights of unionized and non-unionized workers, as well as independent workers. Utilization of our resources in the collective interest, and with respecting the environment through strategies of viable development or sustainable development. A respect of the right of self-determination of First Nations peoples. An increasing investment in public systems of education, health, and free social services accessible and of high quality. Equality between men and women, notably through pay equity. Popular sovereignty as a tool in order to realize social emancipation in a just and equitable society. A constitution for Quebec, prepared by representatives of all members of society united in a constituent assembly. A charter of rights, which protecting the social rights As elaborated in the United Nations Universal Declaration of the Rights of Man, the International Pact with respect to economic, social, and cultural rights, and the International Pact with respect to civil and political rights. All three of these are from the United Nations. Protection of the Quebecois language and culture against imperialist pressures from the world market, or issuing out of the world market. In international solidarity based on peace, mutual tolerance between peoples, and the protection of social rights and social gains. Okay, this next section is about possible links or desired links between progressive social forces. You may have recognized that these demands or issues that RAP takes up are also those of the majority of progressive social forces. Why not then develop these links with social progressive forces and draw upon and reciprocally draw upon our respective expertise? The links of the political left with progressive social forces are essential for the development of a viable political alternative.
Pourquoi? Parce que ce sont ces forces sociales
progressives. So the question is why? Why these links between progressive social forces and the political left? Because these progressive social forces, because it is these progressive social forces that will be able to form the wide democratic base necessary in order for a real mass party capable of taking on political tasks that will be at the service of the population. Despite the increase in resistance among all sectors, and even if these are alive and often exemplary, these struggles will not lead to global solutions without an adequate political vehicle. In order to face down neoliberal governments and the big bosses, progressive social forces must provide themselves with a supplementary tool, a political tool, a party. Moreover, those who've worked without stop since 1997 have begun to put in place the elements of this party. These people are militants who already belong to diverse organizations, and they have undertaken this project in order that the struggle against neoliberalism be done in the most effective manner possible by transporting it to the political scene. Politics must, at one moment or another, take the offensive. It is thus crucial that the link between social movements and parties be made. Each of us cannot work on our own, on our own side, in our own isolation. There must be convergence in order to work in solidarity, in order to elaborate another social project other than that of neoliberalism, as much for our common benefit as for the ensemble of the population, whether this be organized through unions, through community and popular groups, or in a party or in a movement. With this perspective in mind, on the 26th and 27th of last May, we organized a conference with the title Against Neoliberalisms, an Alternative Social Project. The necessity of the unity of the political left and progressive social forces, where diverse political community and union participants shared their reflections on the struggle against neoliberalism. Following the conference, the events following the conference were not negligible, since different organizations who were present accepted to put in place a liaison committee where information would circulate and be shared. Thus, the first common project undertaken by these different organizations was the launching of a petition asking for a modification of the mode of balloting in Quebec in order to improve representation or the system of representation in the National Assembly.
Un parti demeure un outil essentiel au service de l'action
political politique. Political power as the power of organizing society. A party remains an essential tool in the service of political action, but this is not the only tool that might promote a political alternative. The ensemble of social movements contribute importantly to this goal. The marriage of political and social forces is necessary. The ensemble of social movements must give itself a supplementary tool of struggle if it wants to achieve success with its struggles, since it's precisely at the political level that decisions are taken that concern this ensemble of movements. Why not, in effect, invest in a party that takes on this work of social movements and progressive political forces? The disappointment in the face of party politics might lead certain to doubt all parties, but let's not forget that it's an essential tool. In reality, three parties are competing for. There's three parties of the right in competition in Quebec. These are elitist parties privileging the interests of a rich minority and only responding to the interests of a majority of the population under pressure. They only respond under pressure. Why not a party that would privilege the interests of the population from a perspective of social equity? In conclusion, since our last Congress a year ago, we've taken the decision to transform RAP into a party. We've consolidated our political platform on the basis of our original manifesto and have reflected on the statutes of this future party. Regional meetings of RAP have led to two general assemblies in order to consult on these questions. We're also aware that certain commentators of the progressive political scene who don't hide their sympathy for our project will not remain less critical, and this is, in fact, healthy. We believe, however, that our experience is an invitation and a way out of pessimism and a way out of cynicism towards which a triumphant neoliberalism has no doubt led us for more than a dozen years now. Of course, much remains to be done in order to construct a credible alternative in the eyes of the population. Fine-tuning of our political platform, recruitment of other members, organizing of ridings, etc. Through these challenges, we have the feeling of living in a historical period. It is up to all of us, as bearers of this hope of a political renewal of the left. Above all, if one wants that this comes from people from the ground up and not from on high, as happens in traditional parties. Thousands of persons from all over Quebec are seeking a political alternative capable of elaborating and putting in place concrete solutions for improving social living conditions and labor conditions of the entire population. RAP has taken on this task. Thus, we invite you to contribute to the realization of our common political project, a progressive political party in order that things might change. It is true that as long as the present electoral system remains in place, which favors bipartism, it will be difficult to break. This is not a reason to leave politics in the hands of the right. It's more of a reason to organize all of our living forces and to work together to develop cooperative links between our two provinces for social justice.